There are so many things that grasp our attention, that pull us in different places, that wants us to think about this, consider that, and it just derails our focus. And this is something, as I'm just walking this morning, I want to share, is that I desire to truly be in alignment and obedience to the Most High Yah. Others will say God. Other believers may say Allah. But the Most High Yah, if I am in alignment and obedience to the will of the Father, then I am in alignment for all things I care about in this life. Because the honesty of it all is that if I'm only looking to be obedient, or I'm first obedient to, for instance, my wife, and I put Yah second, then I'm out of alignment. If I am obedient to my daughter first and Yah second, then I am out of alignment. If I consider the world and the people of it first, my peers, my friends, my family, my loved ones, society, if I consider these things first, I am out of alignment. But if I keep my eye, my ear, my focus, my heart, my mind to the Most High Yah, God first, then in doing that, I take care of my family, I take care of my wife and my daughter, I provide and I live in the abundance and wealth I'm called to live in. I am not minuscule, but I am large. I am not an afterthought, but I am a conqueror. I am victorious. I am a winner. I am able to live up to my highest skill set and ability because I put the highest power first, the creator of all things. And this creator has put me in place to do so. So why wouldn't I focus on the creator first? So I share this with you all with the idea, the understanding, or just trying to invoke within you that connect to the highest power. Stay in alignment. And whatever your desires are for your family, whatever you want to leave as a legacy, whatever improvements you want to make, whatever trails you want to blaze, all those things will be catered to if you truly listen and take the guidance of the highest power. I hope this has brought you some type of perspective, and I hope this can inspire you to think about it for yourself. And in that, I say peace and love, and have a phenomenal day. For you are the creator of your reality, because God created you to be that.